John 1:9 through 14. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him, and he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
And as we light the Christ candle, this fulfills the first advent. Christ came as the light into the world. He came as a child.
Revelation 19, 11 through 14. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean.
The second advent is coming soon. But he's not coming as a child. He's coming as King of Kings, Lord of Lords. So the question is today, because we don't have tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised to you. Our next breath is not promised to us. We that believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior look forward to the coming of our Lord, that we may be with him eternally in heaven, that our joy will be complete in him. So if you're not part of the kingdom, if you're not born again, I would ask you today to consider that, to consider where you stand with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming soon. He desires all to come to him. So I would open this invitation to you that today you would make a decision, if you have not already made a decision, to serve him, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And as Tony said, you know, if we spent 5 minutes with Paul, what would we consider our life to be like? So also, for all of us that do know and are part of the kingdom, I would say, how are we doing? Could we serve him more in the new year and the coming time? The decision is yours. I would recommend making both decisions. One, to renew your life and to serve him with the fullness of heart and make your joy complete. We look at the joy, love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, the joy of the Holy Spirit. As we enter into, we celebrate today, our tomorrow, Christmas, his birth, but the new year, let's go with a new vigor, a new compassion to love him more. And if anybody doesn't know Christ, please feel free to see Tony or myself after service. Thank you very much.